it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Kevin is now a world traveler. How does that feel?
Whoa, so good.
So good. Kevin is freshly back from Japan. He was there for 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, as amazing as that is. And he has been bit with the travel bug.
Sure.
He can't wait to take vacation after vacation now. And he's been doing some research and poking around the internet. And he found something called Travel Buddy, which seemed very encouraging at first. Tell everybody what you thought Travel Buddy was going to be.
It's where it's a group of people that love to travel just like me, and you meet up them in other countries, and then you guys hang out, spend time together. So it's like you can solo travel, but then meet other people that are going to the same place.
It's a nice way to stay connected with people, but still feel independent.
Yeah,
in
I mean,
travel.
That sounds super fun.
It does actually sound kind of fun, especially if you're somebody who travels by themselves or has to travel by themselves a lot. Now, you have to warn everybody about Travel Buddy.
Yeah, because it looks like a lot of like shirtless, buff, half-naked men. they're just looking for a travel buddy.
Oh, okay. So
I see one or two women after every 25 men.
Okay, here's what I think is hysterical. You can't understand why women wouldn't want to get on the internet and say, hey, stranger, here's exactly where I'll be in the world. Want to meet up?
Well, not only that, oh. Katie, but I think it's almost exclusively a gay thing.
Yeah.
They're guys trying to meet girls just like you are probably trying to meet girls?
No, they're guys trying to meet guys.
I see.
There are so many shirtless men and sexy poses and pictures.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, now here's the thing. I guess maybe you might give them the wrong impression, but you can still have a gay travel buddy.
Oh, you can have a gay travel buddy, sure.
Right, but you think that these guys...
They are looking to hook up, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
This is... I think Kevin stumbled upon international Tinder, a Grindr. Yeah, instead. You know, because my brother's gay, and him and his husband traveled internationally not too long ago. But they traveled independently, you know, which I thought was interesting.
What do you mean?
And so they went, like, they ended up meeting in the same place, but they took two different courses. My brother-in-law went for some sort of CrossFit competition and stuff like that. So my brother's like, well, I'm going to take this opportunity to spend the first week of our vacation going a different route and stuff like that. And I was like, good for you. That's awesome. And then I did see that he was, like, meeting people in these pictures and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, Ben's got a lot of, like... international friends. I didn't know he was so international. Maybe he's just
Maybe
got a bunch of
travel
buddies. I don't know.
So did anybody want to be your buddy?
No.
Oh, you didn't even match?
I even posted my pictures. I guess you have to have a shirtless picture. But
well,
I
don't think you do.
No. Apparently, I didn't get that many likes, but everyone with the shirtless picture got likes.
Did you try taking your shirt off?
I don't want to. I'm very conservative.
I understand, but we could probably do some sort of like,
I guess.
A silk sheet up over yourself.
I don't want to meet up with these men.
All right.
Okay. I just want to have a travel buddy.
Okay,
like,
but it sounds like you want your travel buddy to be a woman that you could have a romantic relationship.
No,
with.
I just wanted like a gal friend.
Just a gal friend.
A gal pal.
A lot of the men on that site are saying similar things. Okay? You're not helping your cause. I just want a gal friend.
All right. So I feel like I shouldn't have to ask this question, but after you discovered the Travel Buddy may or may not be a international gay hookup site, how much time did you spend on it after you discovered that, Kevin?
I'm still going through it. I'm hoping more women are coming on. I'm trying to make this this not a gay thing anymore. Okay. I'm inviting more women to it.
You want to straight it up.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to rebrand this.
Okay. And if anybody could do it.
It's you, it's him.
Absolutely.
That's right. True. All right, so what are some things that we could do to straighten up?
I invited all my girlfriends. Everyone that's a girl on my list, I invited them to this group, and they've suddenly joined.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're getting there. All right.
Okay. So maybe they need to tell their friends.
Oh, and I did started noticing they put this symbol on their pictures.
Okay.
Or not their pictures, that says, like, hey, we're open to, like, you know, fun.
Really?
Now there's different categories. So you can
look
for...
So there's one that's just for friendship, but then one for friends
fun.
With Benny's.
Yes, and then they put a little symbol at the end of their caption.
What is the symbol?
I don't know. It's a weird-looking symbol. It's like a kind of a winky, smiley face.
Because if you see an upside-down pineapple, that's like swingers.
Oh, yeah, that's swingers. Yeah, they don't do pineapples here.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so far, in order to straighten up Travel Buddy, your idea is to flood the zone with girls.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much as far as you've gotten.
I mean, some of these men, I wish I had their bodies.
All right. I feel like we're going the opposite direction now. But Kevin, thank you very much for the warning about the social media app Travel Buddy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.